Once again, it is just past the 10 o'clock hour, the top of the hour, and that means it's time for Willie Hallahan to join us with Sporting a Cause. You can find Willie's website, sportingacause.com. That's also the website that he has his own blog at, but also a chronological list of athletic events that are somehow related to fundraising events. And Willie joins us every week. And I guess, Willie, the first question out of the box was the big golf tournament that SWASA held this weekend.
Yes, Marshall. Good morning. Yesterday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, SWASA, golf tournament and pig roast went off as planned. And I'd have to say, it was temperature-wise, it was both challenging and glorious. It was two 18-hole tournaments, a morning one and an afternoon one. And the morning one, we actually had a frost delay. It was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, but they delayed it to 8:30 because there was frost on the greens, and you can't walk on those, on frosted greens. It damages them. So they turned on sprinklers and used some other strategies, and it was delayed a half hour, and that was fine. But it was in the high 30s when we started off, a little cold for us golfers, but it was fine. It was, if you're in the sun was just warmed you gloriously, but if you got in the shade, it was a little nippy. And then in the afternoon tournament, it was just beautiful. It was warm, sunny, and still very little wind. So it was successful for both the weather aspect and also the turnout. People came. They had a great time. And thank you, Marshall. You and the radio station sponsor the hole in one contests, of which you had several, and that was wonderful. And they've gotten very good over there at handling tournaments in this era of the pandemic. Everybody distances. There's no gathering points. They avoid that. Once on the course, everybody's can easily stay apart anyway. And we still had the pig roast. You just got it in a container with a dinner, and off you went. So yes, it was great. And this year, SWASA split the proceeds, or will when that's all figured out, with the Jane Lloyd Fund. So all went well, and thank you again for your participation.
You know, in previous years, back in the old days of golf, golfing in 30-degree weather is just about impossible with when you had the steel shafts. But with fiberglass, it's not as bad because the fiberglass doesn't hold the cold like those metal shafts used to.
And I think golf, you know, in the past years, golfers were so spoiled, especially when it came to tournaments, because there were so many of them. All over the place. From Gilbert School one in May, the beginning of May was the first, and going to the end of October. And by the time the season was over, guys had played in 10 or 12 tournaments, and they'd just been golfed out. But this year, so many of them, most, I guess I could safely say, have been canceled. So when you get a chance to play in one, you're just grateful. I think gratitude probably is the overriding emotion with golfers these days when it comes to tournaments. And the thing I learned, I couldn't believe I never knew this before, but I always thought that frost was a function of temperature. It had to get down below 32 degrees, but it's the dew point that's the important thing, because it was in the upper 30s, but still frost was forming as almost as we watched. So that was news to me.
And you still kept most. The thing I love about this area, most of your sponsors that do signs and everything still kept on with you, which I think it shows how great this area is.
Yeah, it truly is. We're blessed in so many ways, and that's just one of them for sure. Moving on, today begins a new kind of event. I talked about one last weekend. And it's a sign of the times, I guess. The Berkshire Fall Foliage 5K Race Series just began and runs through October 25th. This is an eight-week series to allow people to virtually run a 5K per week for eight races that have been canceled. There are 5Ks that were, many were canceled. And this is an opportunity to run each of them virtually. This is all done through the Berkshire Running Center up in Pittsfield. You can call them, register for $50, and then every week you run a race. You can either use the race's official course or run one of your own. You just make sure you get the right distance. It's a 5K. That's 3.1 miles. And then on each Sunday, you submit your time. And to get all the information about that, you can go to the BerkshireRunningCenter.com or find it through my website, Sporting the Cause. Another ongoing event that will wrap up at the end of this month is the Great Cycle Challenge. I've spoken of it before. It's a virtual event where you bicycle as many miles as you can, keep track of your mileage, and raise money for the Children's Cancer Research Fund. And also for the month of September is a similar event. The Alex's Lemonade Stand Million Mile also runs through the month of September. You log your miles by whatever way you want to move, either walking or running or biking or using your treadmill. Log your mileage and raise money, again, for childhood cancer research. Another ongoing event is the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club 5K Virtual Series. This is just another one of those events that is meant to resurrect three 5K races that have been canceled from over New York State area. I spoke about it last week, and you can get the details, again, at sportingacause.com. The Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K, which is run over at Winsted, has been turned virtual, and that runs through the end of October. Again, details at sportingacause.com. Lauren had lost her life to overdose, and the race is meant, it was named after her to bring awareness for that ongoing tragedy. Today ends the Norfolk Land Trust 5K and 10K trail races. They were turned virtual, and people have had the opportunity to run on those for the past couple weeks. But that ends today. If you haven't done it or have and haven't logged in your times, do so, because today ends that. A lot of these, most of these events, I would say, in an attempt to try to mimic the real event, they give people the opportunities, even though there's no gathering point at the place where they usually hold these races, they give people the opportunity to register, get a T-shirt, log their times. Much of this is done on the honor system, and turn in their times and maybe win an award, or lots of times they have participation medallions, just to try to maintain a sense of normalcy in these unnormal times. The Dutchess County Classic. This is a huge races. Actually, it's a 5K, a half marathon, and a full marathon. It always took place at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds over in Rhinebeck, and then would run walkway over the Hudson at all kinds of routes. That ends today too. It started last Sunday, and again, people had the opportunity to run it and record their times and turn them in. This week, word came that the Little Guild Run and Wag 5K run walk has gone virtual. You can run it any time. You can walk or dog or run with it anytime through October 31st. You keep track of your times and turn them in. This is an event I've gone to every year. It's so much fun to watch. People bring their dogs and they run or walk with them. And I have a video on the homepage of sportingacause.com that's become permanent, because every time I watch it, it just makes you smile. And you can go to Sporting the Cause and get the details about that. And, of course, that raises money for the Little Guild. It's a no-kill place where they try to find permanent homes for dogs and cats. Run for the Hills annual 5K and 10K races are continuing virtually through October 3rd. You can either, again, run the official routes or find a route of your own. And this benefits the Great Barrington Land Conservancy. The Barry Hopkins Run out of Alana, they just came out. They've been trying to figure out how they're going to run their race this year, and like so many other, they've gone virtual. And you can run the 5K anytime through next Sunday, and this benefits the Alana Partnership for their children's programs. Today, The prostate cancer walk will be held virtually anytime. And that takes care, that's to the benefit of the Premier Cares Foundation. Details on my website. Also today, a walk in the woods for Parkinson's is actually being held. This is at the White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. It's been a long time since I've mentioned that place. In years past, the White Memorial is the site of dozens and dozens of walks and runs. It's a beautiful place, facility over in Litchfield. It's good to be using the name again because they're actually holding an event there for Parkinson's. It's organized by and benefits the Torrington Area Parkinson Support Group, which is a local version of the national organization. Now, tomorrow, the Aminia Lions Club COVID golf tournament is going to be held at Coppay Country Club. It took them a while to decide that whether they could hold one or not, and gratefully, they decided to. And also, starting tomorrow, is the 37th Annual Northwest Crop Hunger Walk. This is being conducted virtually this year. It raises money for hunger to be used both locally and worldwide. 25% of it stays locally, and the rest goes to people in need throughout the rest of the world. This is another event that I try to get to every year. In the past, it's very moving to see like 500 people show up at this event, and a full half of them are youngsters, kids from the local high schools, private and public. It's heartening to see both the young ages of the people who are participating and the sheer numbers. It'll continue this year virtually, and hopefully they'll raise the money that they always do. I think it's like $45,000 they're looking to raise, and they are always able to pull that off. Next Thursday, the CoARC Opportunities Golf Tournament is going to take place over at the Columbia Country Club in Claverack. It's a beautiful course. And I'm not sure if people know about the ARC organization. CoARC, the CO part is for Columbia County. And we have them, they're all over the place. There's a Litchfield ARC, and there's a Berkshire's ARC. And they address the needs of people with intellectual disabilities. It's a very good organization, and they do a lot of good work, and all three of them in the Sporting a Cause tri-state area have fundraisers, golf tournaments, or running races to raise money for their causes. Next Saturday, the 26th through October 4th, is the virtual running of the Sharon Classic Road Race, Marshall. I know that's a race that's dear to your heart. You've been involved in it every single year. That's like 36 years.
The whole time.
And that's a 5-mile run walk. And as I say, it's been made virtual this year. You can register, you can get a bib number, you can post your time as close to the real deal as you can get. And this benefits the Sharon Daycare Center. Next Sunday, the 27th, the Dutchess Ulster County's Out of the Darkness Community Walks will be held in person on the walkway over the Hudson. The walkway is another one of those places that I haven't had a chance to say too many times this year. It's actually a state park over it's a converted railroad trestle, and it's a walkway. It's like a mile and a quarter across over in Poughkeepsie. Beautiful. It'll be beautiful pretty much starting now as the foliage starts to turn. But anyway, the Out of the Darkness walk will be held there next Saturday. There's going to be no opening ceremonies to avoid that grouping that we're avoiding these days. And there'll be a staggered start so that people don't all begin at the same time. If you've ever been to a walk, and I've been to many, one of the joys of it and the moving aspects of it are the sheer numbers of people who show up. They number in the hundreds always. And when they start out, it's an impressive sight because there's this army of marchers that all start off together. And they're not going to do that this year. To keep distancing, they're going to take everybody and just send them off in smaller numbers so that they can maintain their distance. This event, there are several of them, these Out of the Darkness walks, sponsored by and benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Also next Sunday, the Catch a Ray 5K and 1 mile races are virtual. You can run them any time from next Sunday to the following Sunday, which will be October 4th. Also next Sunday, the Bike and Brew at Big Elm is a new event. It's a brand new event, and it's an in-person bicycling ride. It's very easy to have a bicycle event and maintain distance. That starts and finishes at Big Elm Brewing in Sheffield. Also next Sunday, the Bike for Cancer Care. This is the 17th annual 5K run walk over in Kingston. That's going to be virtual, and that benefits the Grinner Memorial Cancer Fund. There's a lot of cancer benefit events because September is Cancer Awareness Month. Also next Sunday, the Gould Farm Running for Recovery. That's been postponed till spring, but they've got a fundraising a program that they're running in its place because they're looking to buy like $120,000 worth of equipment, sports equipment and arts supplies for their new community center. Gould Farm does great work in helping people from recover from addictions. And also next Sunday, the Angevine Half Marathon and 50K, that's 5-0, that's a long one, will be run at Angevine Farm in Warren. This is another one of, I've spoken of these people before, this is another event sponsored by Steep Endurance. It's a company that specializes in longer distance runs. And they've been able to run their races in person because in a longer race, people naturally distance themselves from each other just by the virtue of the event itself. If these longer runs, people spread out and they're, not feet away from each other, but, half a mile away from each other as it can play out. So anyway, they've been able to safely conduct these long-distance races, and there'll be several more before the end of the season. And this event benefits the Warren Land Trust and the Warren Volunteer Ambulance. As I've said before, maybe said too much, Marshall, September is a busy month. I was fearful in the spring that postponed races would bunch up in September along with the already scheduled ones, and that's happened. This has been a long one this morning, but what I left out, just for time's sake, is there were many more races that have been canceled that I didn't even mention in the calendar just because it would be too cumbersome. If there's a race or an event of any kind that you're wondering about, you can go to my sportingacause.com website and search for that event and find out whether it was postponed or gone virtual or just plain canceled for 2020.
All right, before you leave,
yes. How did
you shoot in the golf tournament?
Not horribly. The events that I tend to be involved in for above just as a participant, they can be distracting. I tend not to play too well, but Kenny Barker and I were partners. It was a two-person scramble format, and we ended up dead even for the 18, which isn't bad.
No.
You know, and people, I think the weather, the morning temperatures affected some people's game. The swings are kind of truncated and so forth, but we didn't win, and I'm not sure. Lots of times in these events, it takes a while to determine who the winners were. I'm not worried because I know we're not going to, but it was fun. It was fun. I guess that makes us all winners.
The joke always used to be when I was in the golf tournaments, last score in wins.
It was a glorious day, and as you know, Marshall, you've been in enough golf tournaments, and weather is everything. You can put on the best program, you can have the best food, you can be in the best location, but if it's raining out, it is just a horrible day.
That's exactly. Raining or cold, and it makes the whole difference.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were able to raise money for both us.
Yeah, thank you.
The Jane Lloyd Fund. We'll speak with you next week, Willie.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, and once again, his website, sportingacause.com.